This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on this Tuesday edition of the fourth hour. We're going to get into a ton of news stories on the other side of the break. I'll list through some of them now. As you know, CHAZ, the Seattle Autonomous Protest Zone, the occupied area of downtown Seattle, which is occupied by armed left-wing extremists and Black Lives Matter demonstrators, has seen a spate of violence, 300% increase in violent crime, according to the police. People who live nearby say they hear screams like they've never heard screams before. These are not the screams of protesters. We've seen violent attacks. We've seen teenagers being handed assault rifles, completely illegal. We've seen mob justice. We've seen routine fights. We've seen people chased down the street being accused of theft, whether they've burgled anyone or not. People dragged to the floor, choked out. Of course, the police response times have tripled if they're even able to get near the area at all. It's basically a mobocracy of left-wing extremists. They literally tried to engage in a game of dodgeball a couple of nights ago, and they couldn't even get through a game of dodgeball without it ending in a massive fight. We see violence on a daily basis, and how does the media report it? Well, of course, the mayor of Seattle got up on CNN and said it was peaceful, that it was not an armed takeover, despite numerous video footage and images showing that that's exactly what it was. Of course, the first thing they did was build a wall to keep anyone out they didn't like. That hasn't really worked very well, because every day at this point, people march through the area carrying American flags and almost get lynched. CNN said it was peaceful. Numerous TikTok bloggers have said it's peaceful. And now this from Bloomberg Businessweek. Community, not anarchy, inside Seattle's protest zone. The cops are gone, but the area hasn't devolved into violent disorder, as President Trump claims. Either you're blind or you're lying, because that's exactly what happened. How many videos do we need to see of people getting dragged to the ground, punched in the face? And these aren't even Trump people. These aren't right-wing infiltrators. These are their own people that they're beating up on a daily basis. Oh, but it's so peaceful. Rape has gone through the roof. People are hearing the screams of women being sexually assaulted, but it's a summer of love, according to the mayor of Seattle, and she wouldn't lie to you at all, would she? And they're even targeting her, even though she's fully on board with them. Meanwhile, CNN has compiled a list of unforgivable statues and place names, obviously painting a giant target on their back for the mob to drag them down to. I mean, it's not enough that dozens of people have already died as a result of these riots. It's not enough that a statue literally landed on somebody's head and put him in a coma. No, they want more chaos. They want more bedlam. Knockout game, 92-year-old woman assaulted in broad daylight in Manhattan. African-American male just knocks out a 92-year-old white woman with a stroller on the street. Is the news media even reporting it? Barely, if at all. Not the right narrative. Rioters tearing down statue, chase man down the street and attack him. Man shoots assailant in self-defense. It obviously was self-defense. Again, that's not getting much play in the media, despite the fact you would think that they could hijack that, being the narrative of this, you know, random militia man they claim, shooting at Black Lives Matter protesters. You'd think they'd be on top of that. Well, not really, because he's viciously attacked in the moments before he shoots at them. Not the brightest idea to try and viciously assault somebody who is armed with a gun. But again, these aren't the brightest people. Olympia mayor who supported Black Lives Matter calls protest vandalism at her home domestic terrorism. Going to get into that. It's absolutely hilarious. The Boston mayor is saying he's going to remove a statue of Abraham Lincoln, the man who literally fought a war to end slavery. Woke mobs are now destroying statues of leading anti-slavery figures. They don't care because it's not about slavery. It's about overthrowing America. It's not about the Confederacy, it's about America. Police officer shot in the head during BLM protest is paralyzed from the neck down. Again, not too many mainstream media headlines about him. And now de Blasio in New York is literally welding shut gates in Jewish areas because he doesn't want kids in there, meanwhile advocating mass gatherings of tens of thousands of people. We'll get into it all on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation that they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So, as you know, last Monday, left-wing extremists took over an area of downtown Seattle and named it Chaz. They later renamed it to Chop because they wanted to send a message that anyone who resisted, as people did in the French Revolution, that's how they would be dealt with, by getting the chop, literally by getting their heads chopped off. But CNN says it's peaceful. The mayor of Seattle says it's a summer of love. We've literally got armed SoundCloud rappers and their gang members patrolling this area, armed with semi-automatics, handing out semi-automatics to teenagers, calling it chop. They have fights every night with each other. Whenever anyone tries to walk through there with an American flag or a MAGA hat, they almost get lynched. The routine fights, again, with each other every single night. There was a Christian preacher who was dragged to the ground and choked out. Violent crime is up 300%. Residents who live in the area, there was a guy who did an interview with the Daily Caller who said this, say that they hear screams like they've never heard screams before. They hear gunshots in the night like they've never heard before. This is basically turning into Chicago on steroids, Chirac on steroids. They've got mob justice. They chase people down the streets who are accused of theft, whether they are or not. They beat them up on many occasions. They beat each other up. This is a mobocracy. This is absolute bedlam. The police can't even get near it on many occasions. People are overdosing on drugs. They're lucky to get out of there, as you see here from the clip. Guy walked through with a MAGA hat, almost got lynched. How's the media reporting it? Well, here's a headline from Bloomberg Business Week. Community, not anarchy inside Seattle's protest zone. The cops are gone, but the area hasn't devolved into violent disorder, as President Trump claims. Yes, it has! How many videos do we need to see of people getting punched in the face, dragged off the stage, dragged to the ground? Most of the violence is protester on protester. In fact, there's a clip in my latest video. It shows how it's devolved not only into a violent communist dystopia, but also a kind of Lord of the Flies anarchy, where they're bickering amongst each other. They can't even get a sentence out without somebody bickering and arguing and disagreeing and them screaming at each other on a regular basis. If this is their communist utopia, I say let them get on with it. Don't send the police back in. Let it devolve into absolute bedlam and anarchy. They keep complaining about how they can't get food, enough food in there. This is their attempt at gardening, just a giant mound of dirt. I say leave them to it. But according to the media, it's going great. This article says, Dasha Turner liked what she saw. Looking at the vegetable garden that had just been planted, she said she felt good about her decision to bring her 6-year-old daughter. You're bringing your daughter to this. To a part of Seattle that President Trump recently described as being taken over by ugly anarchists, which is precisely what happened. And they are ugly as well, by the way. On Sunday, the park and many surrounding blocks in the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood have been turned over to art. What happens is all these mainstream journalists and all these TikTok bloggers and all these idiot blue check marks go there for like 2 hours in the day, like 12 midday to 2 p.m., when they're not all screaming at each other drunk and beating each other up. They walk around the main bit, the safest bit, for about an hour and a half, and they come away saying, oh, it's so peaceful, it's just like a big farmer's market. As soon as night falls, they're all like trying to break into the whatever businesses are left open, any business that dares to remain open, that even virtue signals with all the BLM signs in the window. Now they're getting smashed up. Mob, roaming mobs handing out semi-automatic guns to teenagers, completely illegal. Again, they had a dodgeball game, which ended up in a massive argument. They're punching each other in the face. Oh, but it's peaceful. It's just like a giant farmer's market. You can take your kids. People lounged on the ball fields as the DJ spun records. Parents pushed baby strollers. There was more than one labradoodle. Nowhere to be found. The police. There's literally graffiti on every wall saying, kill the police. It's so peaceful. So tolerant. This is what a true community looks like, said Turner. This is why we're a threat to President Trump. You're a threat to each other. People are literally shooting at each other. Hasn't somebody died already as well? Since the Seattle Police Department vacated its East Precinct last week, they were literally chased out of there by a violent mob. The area has taken on the vibe of a street festival. They literally give speeches saying people who anger us, people who are dissidents, will get their heads chopped off. It's a street festival. Headline. Chaz Occupier suggests rounding up all the white people into work brigades. What if they don't want to? Well, just maybe just do what happened in the French Revolution. A post that appeared on the subreddit for Seattle Chaz Autonomous Zone, now renamed CHOP, because they want to chop people's heads off, so peaceful, has been taken over by left-wing extremists, suggests rounding up all the white people and organizing them into forced work brigades. So tolerant. Manual labor gulags. So progressive. That's right, some of the very same people protesting against racism and slavery want to enslave people based on their skin color. So progressive! The discussion appears to be focused around identifying potential white supremacists who are trying to infiltrate Chaz, which is basically anyone but themselves, a six-block area of downtown Seattle, occupied by Antifa and BLM supporters. The area has now been renamed CHOP, as I just discussed, because the French revolutionaries were so peaceful. And then it gets to this Reddit post where somebody says, I can help keep a lookout for them. What do they look like? They're talking about imaginary white supremacists, which they think are everywhere. What are the signs to identify them? I would think going up to ask them is dangerous. Anyone that is white, said a respondent. So anyone that's white is a white supremacist. And then this other person said, quote, I genuinely don't understand why we don't just round up all the white people in Chaz and put them to work tending the crops and other such tasks. Things would be far more efficient with a large workforce and it would act as a way of keeping the white menace under control. Literally most of the people there, probably about 60%, are white, if not more. So put like 67% of them on work gulag farms, great. We can have an armed supervisor to watch over them as they work so there's no risk of any racist backlash. They're literally describing the equivalent of putting slaves to work in cotton fields overwatched by armed white supremacists. It's literally the reverse, but still the same thing. As previously revealed, that BLM occupiers were demanding white people each hand over $10 to their Chaz comrades as a form of reparations. No, that's not enough. You need to make them tend the crops in forced gulags. That's progressive. And again, we know they're not progressive, and if you said that to them, then they would tell you, no, we're not progressive, we're violent radicals, we want to overthrow the government. They'll be honest with you in many cases. That's not my problem. The problem is the media, Bloomberg Businessweek, the cops are gone, but the area hasn't devolved into violent disorder. Yes, it has, and it's going to get a lot worse. They'll probably send the police in within a week or so. I say leave them to it. It's hilarious. The content out of this is just never ending. Chaz is the gift that keeps on giving. Man wearing MAGA hat carrying American flag walks through Chaz. Now, to their credit, because some of the individuals in this area are aware of optics and aware of the fact that it doesn't look too great if they're literally pummeling and beating up Trump supporters on a daily basis, some of these individuals that you see here, the minority, as you can see, desperately try to keep the mob away from lynching this guy. He walks through the entire area, gets his flag stolen by some white Antifa, gets his hat stolen by some white Antifa. They manage to get it back. He eventually gets to this area where they just pin him up against this fence. And the only way he can get out of the area with any degree of respect, I guess, although it takes a lot of courage to walk through there, even if you're not carrying an American flag, if you don't identify with them, he has to sell the flag. And then finally, as he's being berated and almost lynched, he's finally able to leave the area. This is Chaz. It's so peaceful, it's so progressive, it's so tolerant, according to the mainstream media. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Summit.news.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
22 people have died as a result of the riot after the death of George Floyd. 22 people, 19 of those from gunshots, and there was almost another death yesterday. And that death toll includes protesters and police, by the way. This headline out of Information Liberation. Video, rioters tearing down statue, chase man down and attack him. Man shoots assailant in self-defense. This is the second time that somebody has almost died as a result of the absolute anarchy, chaos and bedlam from this violent, angry mob trying to tear down statues. A violent mob of rioters trying to tear down a statue in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they did. On Monday, were filmed chasing down a man in the streets and attacking him with fists and a skateboard, only for the man to shoot one in self-defense. Now, this guy, to be fair, was being belligerent before. He was assaulting people in the crowd. Then he was subjected to an assault himself, as he saw whacked with a skateboard, chased down the street. I think at the last point, there's two or three or four of them trying to beat him to death. People have been killed from this. People have been killed, you know, the police captain who's killed. Others have been killed from being beaten up in the streets. His life was on the line, and he acted in total self-defense. The media is not really picking up on this because they can't use their victimhood narrative. But the media and Twitterati were reporting on the stories of white supremacist attack on peaceful protesters. The narrative collapsed after video surfaced showing the lynch mob chasing the man down, pummeling him, throwing him to the ground, and bashing him with a skateboard. The man then fired back in self-defense. Unconfirmed reports claim the man was trying to protect the statue. This was probably a forlorn task, given that he was on his own. And could have been part of a patriot group called the New Mexico Civil Guard. If that was the case, where were the other members of the group? Democratic New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham issued a statement after the above video had surfaced where she sided with the mob. What a shocker. Convicted the patriot group without evidence or trial. I saw many tweets saying that this alleged patriot group doesn't even exist, by the way. Neglected to mention that the rioters were tearing down a statue and said she's praying for the attacker and suggested it doesn't matter who strikes first. Of course, that victimhood narrative. Perpetual victimhood, it doesn't matter who strikes first. They can be beating you to a pulp on the streets. It's your fault because you're white, you're racist. But someone almost died from that. A BLM activist did die. Not at the hands of a white supremacist, but at the hands of a black man. That doesn't really fit the narrative either, does it? Again, Information Liberation reports BLM activists who said white racists are the enemy, allegedly murdered by black man in Tallahassee. Career criminal Aaron Glee Jr., 49, was arrested over the weekend by the Orlando Police Department on warrants out of Leon County in connection with the deaths of Black Lives Matter activists. No chance of pronouncing that name. 19 years old. An ARP volunteer, Victoria Sims, 75. Salau was a BLM activist who recently told protesters to remember that white racists are the enemy. Then she was... I saw this on Twitter a couple of days ago. People was hyperventilating over a Black Lives Matter activist has been killed. When it came out she was killed by a black man, kind of disappeared in a hurry. Meanwhile, The Blaze reports Olympia mayor who supported Black Lives Matter calls protest vandalism at her home domestic terrorism. You can't but not laugh at this. But there's a picture of the front of her house, or a residence, whatever it is, mayor's residence, I guess. She's got a BLM sign in the window She's got an LGBT rainbow flag hung outside, and yet her property still gets vandalized. And it looks like he's literally spray painting BLM on the wall of her house, and she's already got a sign that says BLM in the window. So she double caved. She's got the BLM sign. She's got the LGBT flag. Not good enough. Not good enough. Her home was vandalized by the mob. The mayor of Olympia, Washington, expressed support for the Black Lives Matter cause. So she's literally got all the accoutrements of virtue signaling. She's publicly expressed support. No, not good enough. But when her own home was vandalized, she called it similar to domestic terrorism. It's like the tweet of that guy. I think he was some kind of sports presenter. Who, in response to the original Minneapolis riots, tweeted, "Burn it all down." And then they turned up at his gated community and he suddenly had a hissy fit and did a complete 180. It was one of the Twitter moments of 2020. This is similar. Mayor Cheryl Selby made the comments after her home was vandalized on Friday with Black Lives Matter graffiti, though she already displayed support for the movement. She said, "I'm really trying to process this. It's like domestic terrorism. It's unfair." So everything they've done in the past 4 weeks, literally 22 people dead, attacking and taking over police stations, choking people half to death, stalking people, going to their houses, trying to attack them, that's not domestic terrorism. But as soon as somebody paints a BLM tag, a graffiti tag on the front of her house, then it's domestic terrorism. The vandalism was part of a process that turned to rioting in downtown Olympia. Businesses were vandalized with spray paint, flags were burned, windows were smashed. But only when her house was vandalized did she suddenly have a massive change of heart. Boston mayor backs removal of Lincoln statue. This is out of Breitbart. Opposes renaming Faneuil Hall despite slave history. This is the Boston mayor, Marcy Walsh, who's come out in favor of removing a statue of Abraham Lincoln. Not like he fought a war to end slavery, is it? No, he has to go too. Because again, it's not about slavery, it's about overthrowing America. A statue that has stood in the city for more than a century. But he's opposed to renaming Faneuil Hall, which is named for a slave owner and is on the site of a slave market. Left-wing activists are trying to have a statue of Abraham Lincoln removed from Park Square after nearly 150 years. Because they find the depiction of an emancipated slave in the sculpture to be offensive. So the statue celebrates Abraham Lincoln for emancipating the slaves, celebrates a freed slave in the statue, but now even that's too offensive. That's got to go. Again, because it's a historical monument. It's about overturning history. Has nothing to do with slavery. It's about the long march through the institutions. Now they control them. Now they control the media, which says all this is peaceful and progressive. They can get away with murder, literally in some cases murder. We've seen the rioters not being charged, even after they do get arrested. We've seen the bail money being stolen. I'm going to get into that story in a moment. But this says the statue has stood there since 1879 is a replica of an original statue built with funds contributed by freed slaves. So they actually, the freed slaves actually contributed to the statue. No, it's still got to go. Now, Walsh's office told the Boston Globe he favors removing the Lincoln statue and replacing it with one that recognizes equality. Again, whatever that means, he literally freed the slave, literally fought a war, millions of dead to free the slaves. No, got to go. He's got to go. Mayor Walsh opposed renaming Faneuil Hall a major tourist attraction. So again, looks like Abraham Lincoln's days are numbered. Of course, now they're talking about blowing up Mount Rushmore. That's likely partly going to become part of the debate shortly. Woke mobs now destroying statues of leading anti-slavery figures. We'll get into that after the break. We're also going to get into how Rick Wilson was humiliated by Domino's Pizza Company after mistaking a modern tweet for an 8-year-old tweet. We're going to get into that and more on the other side. Breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, while the media continues to tell us that BLM is a peaceful movement, we have to remember the very foundings of BLM. Of course, I've talked about this several times before. The inspiration, the ideological guru behind Black Lives Matter is a woman called Assata Shakur, who is literally on the FBI's top 10 most wanted terrorist list. So peaceful. She's a convicted cop killer in exile in Cuba. We have to remember that the last round of Black Lives Matter inspired protests or riots back in 2016, ended with five Dallas police officers being shot dead by a Black Lives Matter supporter. Everyone seems to have forgotten about that. Now we have this headline. Police officer shot in the head during BLM protest is paralyzed from the neck down. The police officer who was shot in the head during the Black Lives Matter demonstration in Las Vegas is paralyzed from the neck down, according to a statement. AP reports officer Shay Michalonis has been tentatively accepted at a spine rehabilitation center. He's expected to stay on a ventilator. 20-year-old Edgar Samaniego, I must say, has been charged with the shooting. But the judge declaring the video shows him walking by, taking out a gun and firing at officers during the unrest. So you have the Black Lives Matter supporter literally just walking along and firing at police officers. So peaceful. So progressive. And yet, the polls show that support for Black Lives Matter is higher than ever. Significantly more support for Black Lives Matter than President Trump, as Tucker Carlson explains in this video, which we're going to roll right now. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Here's some bracing news we never expected to report. Black Lives Matter is now more popular than the President of the United States, and not slightly more popular than the President, much more popular. A survey this week by Rasmussen, a right-leaning pollster, found that 62% of likely voters now have a favorable opinion of Black Lives Matter. At the same time, Rasmussen found that Donald Trump's approval rating was 43%. That's almost 20 points lower. And by the way, Trump was not alone. Black Lives Matter is far more popular than Joe Biden is, too. It's more popular than America's religious institutions, all of them. It's more popular than the media, the Congress, and big business. Black Matters is more popular by double digits than both the Democratic and the Republican parties. It's almost as popular as the U.S. military. It's much more popular than the Pope. The numbers are astounding, but the polls are not the only measure of it. Here's a Black Lives Matter rally from over the weekend in New York. Look at that picture. That is an ocean of people. Ask yourself the last time you saw a candidate for office who was able to draw a crowd like that. The media, in their relentlessly fawning coverage, usually describe Black Lives Matter as an activist group or a protest movement. But that's deception by understatement. Black Lives Matter is not a collection of marchers with signs. It's not a conventional political lobby like Planned Parenthood or the NRA. It's not pressuring Congress to pass some narrow new set of laws. Black Lives Matter is far more ambitious than that. It is working to remake the country and then to control it. It's a political party. As of tonight, Black Lives Matter may be the single most powerful political party in the United States. Nobody says that out loud, but politicians understand it perfectly well. If nothing else, they understand power. They can smell it at great distances. And that's why they're lining up to bow before Black Lives Matter.
You can't really reform a department that is rotten to the root.
We've heard our people cry out, "I can't breathe." We've heard our people speak out, "Black lives matter."
This is a systemic problem that requires a comprehensive solution.
What I would say is that there is a legitimacy to this anger. There's a legitimacy to this outrage.
None of what you just saw is a stretch for Democrats. They believe their long-term goals align with those of Black Lives Matter. And in fact, at times, the group functions as an arm of the Democratic Party. More telling, though, and more ominous, is the response from many Republicans. They've been happy to go along as well, or in Mitt Romney's case, even mouth the same slogans.
Violence and brutality, and to make sure that people understand that Black Lives Matter.
The former Republican nominee for president, let that sink in. If there was ever an indicator of how powerful Black Lives Matter has become, you just saw it. Republican leaders brag about their strong conservative convictions, but mostly they just want to be on the winning team, whatever that is. That's why they pause before offending China. It's why when Black Lives Matter tells them to take a knee, they do. It's all pretty strange when you think about it. If the leaders of Black Lives Matter are political actors, and they are, then by definition, you are allowed to have any opinion you want to have about them. Black Lives Matter wants to run the country, therefore you can freely criticize Black Lives Matter. Those are the rules of our system, but not anymore. Imagine a world where you are punished for questioning the behavior of the president or for insulting your local mayor. You probably can't imagine that. It's too bizarre. It's un-American. But that's where we are right now. Black Lives Matter has changed the rules. And here's their first new rule: no criticizing Black Lives Matter. You can be fired from your job if you disobey. Many Americans have been. On Friday, for example, the principal of a public school in Windsor, Vermont, was dismissed from her job for posting the following words on her personal Facebook page. Quote, "While I understand the urgency to feel compelled to advocate for black lives, what about our fellow law enforcement? Just because I don't walk around with a BLM sign should not mean I'm a racist." End quote. Unfortunately, the principal's boss disagreed. The superintendent of Windsor Schools described the quote you just heard as, quote, outright racist. Windsor, Vermont, by the way, is more than 97% white. Also on Friday, an economist called Harold Ulig lost his job at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago for daring to offer even milder criticism than that. On Twitter, Ulig noted that Black Lives Matter had, quote, just torpedoed itself with its full-fledged support of hashtag defund the police. Now is the time, Ulig noted, quote, for sensible adults to enter back into the room and have serious, earnest, respectful conversations about it all.
Meanwhile, the polls show support for Black Lives Matter over 60% amongst Americans. Of course, according to the most generous polls, Trump is hovering around 40%. Are they blind? They cave to the mob? Well, it's a bit of both, but where's the money gone is another question. Headline out of Newsweek, Minnesota Freedom Fund reveals only $200,000 of millions in donations has been spent to bail out protesters. Remember the campaign from the celebrities, many of which donated their own money, to bail out the protesters, the rioters, the criminal rioters who are locked up and should have remained locked up for a very long time. They raised $35 million to bail out these rioters. They've only spent $200,000 of it actually bailing people out. Where's the money gone? Joe Biden's campaign, surely. The Minnesota Freedom Fund faced social media backlash after it revealed on Twitter it spent around $200,000 to bail out protesters, despite receiving millions in donations in recent weeks. So nobody knows where that money's gone. Meanwhile, Bill de Blasio in New York is having the gates of parks and Jewish areas welded shut, meanwhile advocating Black Trans Lives Matter protesters in New York, gathered, occupied, attended by tens of thousands of people. This is after New York City told COVID contact tracers not to ask people if they attended BLM protests. They're literally telling the people tasked with doing this contact tracing for potential coronavirus infectees, don't ask them if they attended a Black Lives Matter protest. Why don't they want that information to be in the record? Because if there is a second wave of COVID-19, if it's because of these mass gatherings, which people like Bill de Blasio have advocated and openly supported, then they can avoid blame because that information is not going to be in the system. Blatant, blatant cover-up. Meanwhile, in the UK, on the same issue, thousands signed petition to close Bicester Village over COVID-19 concerns. So we had the same thing. We had the Mayor of London. We had all these officials advocating the mass gathering of tens of thousands of people in central London. The same people are now angrily signing a petition to close a small shopping village in the UK because they were offended because people were too close to each other and not practicing proper social distancing. You've literally just advocated tens of thousands of people gathering in major cities, and now you're upset about a few hundred people standing too close together outside a shop. Completely absurd and ridiculous. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Go live in final segment. Going to hit some final news stories here in a second. First, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, where we continue to have massive savings on some of your favorite products. 60% off a ton of great products, including the Protein Bar, the Turbo Force Energy Drink, and the Brain Force Nootropic, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, check out the 5-star reviews. We also got Emrix Essentials Organic Hand Sanitizer Combo available at discount. That's needed now more than ever, especially given that they're talking about a second wave of coronavirus after mass gatherings of tens of thousands of people. Who could have seen that coming? Also got the limited edition InfoWars face mask. You'll be needing that for travel, no doubt. And many other great discounts available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there and stock up on your favorite products and take advantage of those discounts today at InfoWarsStore.com. Headline up on Summit News, Rick Wilson humiliated after trying to politicize 8-year-old Domino's pizza tweet. Yes, this is the Rick Wilson, neocon never Trumper, the guy who literally wished that Melania Trump would be infected with coronavirus. He's a pleasant individual. Absolutely humiliated and owned by a pizza company. This is absolutely hilarious. Neocon never Trumper Rick Wilson was humiliated after he attempted to politicize a thank you tweet sent by Domino's Pizza to White House Press Secretary Hayley McEnany, apparently not realizing the tweet was 8 years old. Now, even if the tweet wasn't 8 years old, how much of a tribalist hack do you need to be to get angry and try to whip up the outrage hate mob against somebody because they said, I like your pizza? Literally anything they will try and pick up and whip up a contrived outrage over. Wilson, who is billed as a Republican strategist, yet constantly amplifies left-wing rhetoric, he's one of these Republican Uncle Toms who gets to sit on the peanut gallery on CNN and they pat him on the head as he says, Orange Man bad every night. Which is why his Twitter following, by the way, is full of far-left resistance members. Was responding to an exchange between McEnany and Domino's in which McEnany tweeted, fun fact, Domino's is way better than any New York City pizza. Domino's responded, that's one heck of a compliment, thanks for the love, we appreciated it. This prompted Wilson to wade in and attempt to politicize the interaction by tweeting at Domino's, you just killed your brand. He literally tried to cancel Domino's pizza over a tweet. Problem is, he didn't appear to realize that the original exchange between McEnany and Domino's took place in 2012, 8 years ago, long before Donald Trump was even president. And then what made it even more succulent was Domino's Pizza came in, which, to be fair, is brave of them, given the current state of corporate virtue signaling in America. And they compounded the humiliation by responding to Wilson, well, it's unfortunate that thanking a customer for a compliment back in 2012 would be viewed as political. Guess that's 2020 for you. So they literally sent a tweet in response to the current White House press secretary when she was in college 8 years ago, and this idiot, for some reason, got confused and thought it was a modern tweet and tried to cancel Domino's Pizza because they responded to her saying, thank you, I liked your pizza. How much of a tribalist hack do you need to engage in that kind of behavior? Even if it was a 2020 tweet, the same rules would apply. But because it was 8 years old, he got absolutely humiliated on top of it. And Newsbusters reports this isn't the first major gaffe Wilson committed in his ongoing Twitter war with the president. Wilson made a sorry attempt to play gotcha over the coronavirus-induced market dip March 9th by sharing a tweet the same day that appeared to be from Trump in 2015. The tweet he shared called for the punishment of a sitting president if the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell below 1,000 points in a single day. The tweet called it the Dow Jones, J-O-A-N-S. Wilson commented, I agree, Mr. President, the problem? Wilson agreed with a fact-checked, fake tweet. And just as in this case, when he got probably thousands of retweets for a completely fraudulent fake tweet, there's no retraction whatsoever. They only ever double down. This happens all the time. Last week, somebody on Twitter claimed that President Trump had personally DM'd him. And then when the response wasn't likable to President Trump, he blocked the person. Completely fake. And this idiot got up on Twitter and tried to legitimately claim that President Trump had personally DM'd just him to try and enlist his support and then blocked him. And it literally got like 200,000 likes. Completely fake. Where's the Twitter fact check on that? Non-existent. I remind you that we had this headline out of Fox News. Frequent CNN guest Rick Wilson mocks Melania Trump to, quote, hashtag be infected with coronavirus. He's a very pleasant individual, and he's being completely humiliated today. Couldn't have happened to a better person. Meanwhile, coronavirus is back. Great, just what we needed. Chinese capital and provinces imposed travel curbs as coronavirus cases mount. Chinese capital of Beijing banned high-risk people from leaving and curbed public transport on Tuesday to stop the spread of the most serious coronavirus flare-up since February, which has stoked fears of a second wave of infections. Shanghai demanded some travelers from Beijing be quarantined for 2 weeks as 27 new COVID-19 cases took the capital's current outbreak to 106 since Thursday. So they've banned people traveling. They're starting to shut down some of the airports. They're starting to shut down some of the schools. And guess where the virus came from? Oh, it came from another seafood market. The same ones that you're not allowed to criticize because that's racist. You're not allowed to call it the Wuhan virus, even though it came from Wuhan. That's racist. The exact same thing has happened again. They've got another outbreak. If this gets any worse, if they don't get it under control very swiftly, we need to block all incoming flights coming into the United States and the UK and every other Western country from China, and it needs to happen soon. There is no way the economy can withstand yet another bout of this situation. Whether you believe coronavirus was exaggerated or not, you know what they're going to do if there's a second wave. They're going to try and lock down everything again. And, of course, that is drastically harmful, not just in terms of the economy, but in terms of people's lives. In the UK, we've already had predicted 50,000 excess cancer deaths because people can't get treatment in hospitals because they devoted them all to COVID. Of course, the hospitals ended up being half empty. The nurses ended up dancing around in TikTok videos. They'll probably roll that out again while allowing people to travel all over the world because the free movement of people is vastly more important than saving lives, vastly more important than preserving the economy, because globalism uber alles. Meanwhile, NBC News reports, Google bans two websites from its ad platform over protest articles. The Federalist and Zero Hedge will no longer be able to generate revenue from any advertisements served by Google Ads. Why? Because of the content of their websites. Again, this is financially punishing people. This is an attack on NBC News' competition, for one, and all these other little tattletales who probably created the wave, which led to this deplatforming. Of course, a few days ago, surprisingly, Zero Hedge got back on Twitter. That's one of the unprecedented few examples where they actually admitted that banning them was a mistake and allowed them back on. But now Google has banned two far-right websites. Like, the Federalist is literally like a libertarian conservative website. It's hardly the Daily Stormer, is it? From its advertising platform, after research revealed the tech giant was profiting from articles pushing unsubstantiated claims about Black Lives Matter protests. Unsubstantiated claims means telling the truth about the fact that it's violent, anarchistic, and out of control. That's what they mean by that. Oh, by the way, guess whose article Zero Hedge carries on a daily basis, multiple times a day? Yours truly. The two sites, Zero Hedge and The Federalist, will no longer be able to generate revenue from any advertisements served by Google Ads. A Google spokesperson said in an email it took action after determining the website violated its policies on content related to race. You know what that content is? It's saying that 50% of violent crimes are committed by 13% of the population. Those kind of hate facts are not allowed. Of course, InfoWars was completely banned by Google Ads, what, nearly 2 years ago now. Others are now on the receiving end of that financial punishment. It's about strangling competition. It's about top-down Silicon Valley censorship. They broke their own search engine. They broke YouTube's search engine to deplatform people. So it's no surprise that they're now deplatforming people financially. Going to wrap it up for now. Coming up next is the War Room. That's going to wrap it up for me, though. Breaking news at summit.news. Get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for joining us. I'll be back next week.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Pat
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.